Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hi, guys. Welcome back. Happy Monday. I'm ready to be Monday. I had a really nice long weekend, and I hope you did too. I hope you took some time to recharge. I hope you took some time to let everything just sink in and then really start to make a plan of action moving forward. So last week, in case you're just jumping in today for the first time, we continue to do our challenge that we had always pre-planned to do, but we tweaked it and we made it be about recession-proofing strategies. So every day, I may have given you a little bit of what I had planned and then had to tweak it a little bit more. I scrapped some days completely and started from scratch because I wanted it to be super relevant to what you're doing now, to what you need right this second. So I think last week was an incredible week. So many of you showed up. I'm really excited to see so many of you taking action already and coming up with new ideas and new strategies. And we've had some really amazing success stories from last week. Even in Foot Traffic Formula, we were nervous of what was the energy going to be like. And honestly, everybody was brainstorming together. And I could feel this in the community as well. Everybody's like giving ideas and throwing things this way. And oh, you should try this. And oh, you should try that. And it's been really fun to be able to see everybody step out of their comfort zone. Just honestly, I think get very vulnerable, right? I mean, a lot of us have to admit things are not going to be going the way we were hoping it was going to be going in March and April, possibly May, right? So I really just want you to know that we're in this together. We're going to continue to strategize. And I will tell you, I don't know if any of you have noticed this or if this has happened to you, but my team and I have come up with some really amazing ideas we would not have come up with a week or two ago. We have one of the ideas that we decided to do that sparked because of this situation was our trial, our paid trial for Foot Traffic Formula. And for right now, we're like, that was an amazing idea. It worked really well. People felt really confident and comfortable jumping in to try it out, to check it out, what was it going to be like. That was really, really worth us doing it this round, okay? So that was amazing. It came because of this idea. We have another idea that we're going to be implementing. You'll probably see it in the next maybe 48 hours or so. I think this is going to be an incredible idea that we would never have thought of, we would never have done if the situation did not happen. We are starting something brand new next week that many of you will get to see, and we would not have done that. Like, we had our April planned out where I knew what I was doing, when I was doing it, what we were selling, when we were selling it. We've scrapped everything, you guys. We have completely changed the podcast. We had our podcast meeting today. Every single podcast that was set to air over the next month, we have literally pulled all of them off the table. We think a lot of them will be able to happen in summer when things get a little bit back to normal. But right now, it just doesn't make sense, right? We've pulled all of our weekly, we've been doing twice a week going live or doing pre-recorded videos for IGTV. For YouTube, we stopped all of those. Everything has come down and new content is coming your way. And even in my brick and mortars, whatever we were running for our Facebook ads, all of the things we were promoting, we paused that. We didn't pause. We paused that stuff. And we've reshifted, kind of geared up. We've been doing like virtual contests and virtual talent shows and little things and story time with their teachers. Like, everything we had planned previously, completely scrapped, completely paused, put away, and we're giving everybody brand new content. If you have still been giving the same content that you had planned a month ago, I can almost guarantee that you need some tweaking. And not that you need to scrap or throw away or not use, but there has to be some tweaking. How could your messaging be the same today as it was 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago? It would be really, really difficult, right? Even just throwing in a few phrases or words that are going to make sense for your people could make a massive shift in your sales, okay? So today, we were specifically talking about how to hire, train, and maximize your social media manager. And I was like, oh my goodness, like, who's even thinking about hiring a social media manager right now? And I was like, you know what? I'm not pausing on this. I'm going to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it in a way like, should you be hiring? How should you be training the people you have? Should you be laying them off or really stepping in to coach them to help you? That's kind of where I'm going to go with today's episode and content, okay? So I want you to see that. Now, I was thinking to myself over the weekend, I took a lot of time. I was meditating. I was going on walks. I was just trying to like stay super clear and just do a lot of like soul searching kind of stuff, right? And as I was sitting here thinking like, what is something good that is coming out of this? Like, what is a reason that this is happening? Or, you know, just like anything to kind of explain why we're in the situation we're in, right? And I was thinking about just the world in general. Like, our kids are so overscheduled with these like extracurricular activities that they're doing 5, 6, 7 nights a week, right? We're passing people in our family. Everybody's running here and going there, and this person driving this kid to this place, and this person driving, and everybody's just so busy, right? And I see people on social media who are just like doing all of the things, trying so many things, but they're not getting results. And they're working on things like, I just recently did a calendar training with my foot traffic formula clients, and I've seen their calendars and I'm going, where are you working on your business? What are you specifically doing? But their calendar is full, right? Their day-to-day is full. And it makes them feel like they're doing the things they should be doing, like they're keeping busy, like they're growing their business. And half of the stuff should be scrapped, right? They only should be doing the things that are moving the needle. And as I'm looking at what is happening with the coronavirus and everything that is going on, everybody is slowing down, right? The kids have slowed down. They're staying in their home. We're spending more time together. We're doing the things that we only need to do. Not just being busy, not doing 8 hours of school, not doing 8 hours of work, not, or maybe even more than that. We're not posting all the things on social media. We're just doing what we think we need to do, and we're prioritizing better. Okay. So as much as we hate this situation that is going on right now, and we would never wish it upon us in the future or anybody, right? You have to ask yourself, what is the good coming out of it? And I can right now find quite a few things that is kind of a wake-up call for everybody. And I want you to use this as a wake-up call of what are you spending your time on that you shouldn't be, right? What are things you've been doing that maybe we need to go back to the basics? Maybe you've been overspending, right? Overbuying. Maybe you've been doing way too many things, way too many activities, keeping yourself way too busy, right? Even my travel schedule. My travel schedule, you guys, I was supposed to have, I don't even know how many trips I had planned in the next like 90 days. I joke that I have like credit for every airline you can possibly think of over the next 90 days. I've got United, Delta, Southwest, like you name it. I could fly wherever I wanted to go for so long because of this, right? And it's making me slow down and stay home and stay with family. And I feel like we need to look at the positives, and then we need to dive deep into what truly is going to work in our business. Does that make sense, you guys? I hope that you can see some of this and use that as a little bit of positivity as we're heading into what needs to get done. So as I said today, and welcome if you're brand new, I know we had people jump into the Facebook group over the weekend. Welcome. I'm so happy to have you. I'm Stacey Tuschel. I'm the founder of the Foot Traffic Formula and the Foot Traffic Podcast. And we are kind of diving into some topics that are very relevant to right now. So we were pre-planned 2 weeks ago to talk about hiring, training, and maximizing your social media manager. And I'm only going to give you the stuff I know you need to hear right now. The rest is out the window for today. So here are a few things that still are relevant, okay? And they're more relevant now than ever. So my first one was common CEO struggles. If you want this workbook, you guys, just ask one of my team members that's here. I see Kara's on. Let me know who else is on from my team, and I'll send them your way to get the workbook. Because I am going to read off the workbook for today. Okay. So common CEO struggles. I don't have time to focus on marketing, right? They are like, I'm too busy doing all of the things. So that's something I hear a lot of people say. I think now more than ever, people are like, I really don't have time. My kids are home. You guys, my kids are home too. I'm not the only person that my kids' school magically is open and everything's normal for me. No, my kids are home too, okay? So if you're like, but I don't have time. I had a friend just say, but I've always been doing this. I've always been homeschooling my kids. This was Megan that was on Friday. She's like, this has been my life. I've been doing everything, right? Erica from the team is here. Thank you. Jordan's here. So I really wanted to make sure that you understood I don't have time is not an excuse even right now, okay? You just may have less time, less focused time to dive into what you want to, which means you need to get more crystal clear on what it is you're going to be doing. I think on Wednesday this week, I interviewed Jeff Woods from The One Thing, I interviewed him just about 2 weeks ago and he was not going to come out for a few weeks. And then I was like, you know what? You need to hear about your one thing and how important it is and how really, truly important it is in this time of having this craziness go on, right? So that's going to air on Wednesday on Foot Traffic. Definitely listen to that. You guys, we talk about the lie or the myth that where there's not enough time or we wish we had more time and all of that stuff. So that's coming up on Wednesday. So next one is sometimes people will say, I'm too busy. I don't need to market. I have a wait list, things like that. Now, here is where I always tell people, do not ever assume you won't need it later. The people that used to say, I'm too busy, I don't need to market, they might be in a situation right now where they lost all of their clients from these past couple of weeks, right? You always need to be marketing. Always, you guys, okay? Number three, I can't find someone good to do it. This one I get all the time, right? There's no one out there. I keep trying, I keep hiring, and I'm just not getting somebody good, okay? Number four, someone is doing our social media, but I don't know if I see a return or I'm not sure how to track it, okay? If that's you, let me know. So that's a big one, is they're like, well, we're doing it, but I'm not really sure we're making money from it, okay? And that's a big one we're gonna get into today, how to make sure that you know your people are generating income, okay? I've said this to you a million times before these last couple of weeks have happened, but I'm gonna say it again, especially now as we are heading into a recession. Your people should not just be your team, your employees, your contractors. It's not like the business has this unlimited supply of cash flow and you just pay them whatever you said you were gonna pay them. I have constantly told my team members that whatever I'm paying them, we have to see the business generating that income because of what they're doing, okay? That is so incredibly important, okay? If you're like, but I don't know how to track that, I don't know how to do that, we're gonna show you, we're gonna talk about that. Wednesday, I have a team meeting with my enrollment team. We're literally calculating what have I paid them and what have they brought in. And it's not to be like, oh, you didn't bring in enough, you're fired. No, no, no. It's to measure and track, okay, we paid this much, we've only brought in this. What can we do to strategically make sure that makes sense? Because why would a business owner keep paying $500 to earn $250? It doesn't make sense. But how many of you are doing that right now? You're paying somebody $4,000 a month or $4,000 for a certain project, and you're like, but I'm not sure if we actually made money from that project, right? This is where you have to be very, very careful, you guys. Okay, so the reality of what your small business requires. Number one, marketing should always be an area of focus, okay? Always, even in a time where your business is closed, even in a time where people have to stay home, right? You're like, but nobody can come to me. Nobody can drive over to me and I can't be open. I don't care. If you look at my studio's Instagram or Facebook or whatever we're doing right now, you guys, we are still relevant. We're still there. We're still talking. We're still posting. We're not like, oh, well, our customers can't come and they have to stay home and we're closed, so let's just pause on Instagram. Absolutely not. Okay. All right. Sarah, we're going to get you there because tracking is huge and it's the only way that you will truly know if you're making a return on every investment you're making when it comes to software, when it comes to people, right? There's so many things that we're investing in. And we want to continue to track. When you buy that online course, that coaching program, I said to somebody this weekend who was asking me all these questions about the trial. So we opened the doors to Foot Traffic Formula. We're doing a 30-day paid trial for $497, okay? And they were asking me all these questions about like, so if I need to tell you by the 25th day, where am I emailing? What am I doing? And I said, listen, if you're coming in knowing I'm just going to get the trial in 25 days, and not that it's free, she's still paying $497. I'm like, do you think you should spend your time and energy right now on making $497, getting a return on your investment and actually focusing on what you can do in your business or getting crystal clear on how you can stop your contract in 25 days? Like, who do you think is going to be more successful? The person who comes in and they're like, I better make $497 back this month, right? Now, we talked about an idea in Foot Traffic Formula this week that there should be no way people are not making $500 from that specific strategy, okay? If you're like, I'm in it and I know what you're talking about, I will remind you on Wednesday. But I just want to make sure you are aware, like that should be how you're coming into any program, hiring any person. You should be like, well, I hired her for 90 days. Let's just wait it out 90 days and then I'm going to let her go because that's what I said. No, like get your money's worth of who you're hiring, what programs you're buying, what software you're investing in, all of that good stuff, okay? I'm buying a new software this week that I'm going to be doing something for you guys next week. You'll see what it is when I announce it, but I'm not spending money, you guys. I'm making sure that I'm investing in the right stuff, getting a return on my investment. Okay. All right. This is good. I have to read this. Tracy just said, you still have to stay unforgettable to your clients. Yeah. Perception is everything. Do you want people being like, I don't know. This would be totally a talk in my town. They'd be like, I don't know. I haven't seen anything. I wonder if they're closing. Have you heard? Yeah. You haven't seen anything either. Oh yeah. I don't know. She was doing everything on Instagram and now they're just gone. I bet things aren't going well over there. Like that talk is so dangerous to potential clients, current clients, right? Nobody wants to hear that you're going out, even if it's not true, you guys. Perception, everything, okay? All right. Okay, so even if you have a wait list or you are sold out, you are still marketing. Even if you're on a wait list, as in like you're not allowed to sell right now, or I shouldn't say you're allowed because you can get creative, but even if you're on a wait list because your governor has said you're shut down for 30 days, you get creative. There's a whole other online world, you guys. My online business is thriving right now. We have not lost sales. I don't know if I want to call this a launch, but this challenge has been incredible. Like we have 16 new people that jumped into our program this week. Like I'm ecstatic about that. It is exceeding our expectations. Okay. So do not think, oh, I'm stuck. You maybe just have to pivot. You might have to tweak, right? So online businesses are still doing really, really well. I've had many clients this past week have record weeks. Why? Because everybody's going, how do I get online? What do I do? If you are in a brick and mortar where you just don't see any option to open or to do something and make money brick and mortar wise, what can you do now with that same business, but selling online? Okay. Absolutely, Jennifer. We need it. She knows it. Okay. All right. You absolutely cannot avoid marketing or putting it off. You either have to do it or hire somebody to do it. This is what I tell my clients all the time. They're like, well, I don't have time. I'm like, okay, great. Then have somebody else do it for you. But I don't know who to hire. I'm like, listen, it's like you're talking to children. It's like, are you wearing this shirt or are you wearing that shirt? Pick. I don't care, but you have to pick. Okay. Are you going to do your own social media? Are you going to hire somebody to do your social media? You have to pick, right? Now, when you join my program, trust me, you are not going to be doing your own social media for long. You are going to be hiring somebody because it is absolutely never the best role for a CEO to be doing. Why? Because a CEO should be making more than somebody working on social media hourly, right? Trading time for dollars. There's just no way that it's going to make sense for that person to be the CEO. Okay. So understand you either are going to do it or you're going to hire somebody. However, even if you are doing it, you have to do it, right? The goal is to generate enough income that you are able to outsource that immediately. Okay. If you are struggling to find the right social media manager, you probably just don't know what to look for or how to hire or how to train. It is not that your people you're getting just aren't that good, or you're getting bad resumes, or they don't have them in your area. First of all, you do not need a social media manager in your local hometown. Understand that, okay? Everything we do, even at our studios, somebody is taking the photos in our studio and they're putting it to an album that somebody who is not in the studio is posting on social media. My social media manager, we were just at a retreat in Nashville. My social media manager wasn't there, but she posted nonstop. You're like, how is that possible? Because Jordan, my assistant, was there taking all the photos, uploading them to an album. And then Amelia was grabbing them and posting them. Okay. You do not have to have somebody locally. All right. You just got to make sure somebody's feeding them the content. Okay. Number four, next problem. Maximizing him or her, your social media manager, one major problem that will fix that. Okay. Remember, if you're like, I want this workbook, you can ask, I believe Erica's here, Kara is here. They can get you the workbook and send it to you in your DMs. Okay, how are we doing, guys? I'll be hiring somebody. Yes, Nicolette, I'm happy to hear you're on that track. As a social media manager, I am so glad you are talking about this. Oh, okay, good, Brooke. And here's the thing, you guys. You just have to know your worth and know, like, it's not that a social media manager, like this is a negative thing or you shouldn't be, or you should be making more money than that. It's just know that there are certain roles in your organization and all these different roles are paid a certain amount of money. And I am telling you that a CEO role, right? Has to make more than that to run the business and to make a profitable business. If you don't agree with me, I would love to hear your argument because I know you know that this is true. Okay. So here's where we're going to run into this a little bit. Now, I'm not even going to get into hiring at the moment because I don't think, I want to, because some of you need to hire right now. And it's not that you have a hiring freeze right now. I actually read that on somebody's social media post that they were teaching recession proofing strategies and they said hiring freeze. Okay. First of all, hiring freeze, I'm assuming that means they're not bringing in money or they're not going to be growing. Some of us grow in a recession, okay? Which means if you're growing, you need to hire. So we just took on 16 new clients this week. We have two right now postings out there for a copy coach and for a mindset coach. Two different people we have to hire. You're like, but Stacey, you're supposed to do a hiring freeze. Not if you're bigger than last month. Not if you're continuing to grow, right? So this is where I do know some of you will be hiring. Some of you might have a hiring freeze. Not if you're in Foot Traffic Formula, because you are going to be focusing on growing those numbers, right? So if you're about to hire, we post on Indeed. It is a free platform. And then also we ask for referrals. Have your current team members post on their social media that their place of work is hiring, and then put that job posting out there. It is a really great way for free to get new leads, okay? Number two, test project. Give them a test project before you even interview them. When you say no one good is out there anymore, you will start to see who's actually good and who's not. Some people are not great at interviewing, but their work is incredible, right? Some of you aren't even seeing their work because they're such a bad interviewer. You're not asking for it. We judge a kind of like a book by, that's not the right phrase. So like, don't judge a book by its cover. Well, we actually are. We're judging it by the work, right? That is the right phrase, because we're not judging by the cover of the interview. We're judging it by the inside of what they're delivering to us to see if it would make sense. Sorry, that was a little kind of, anyway, let's keep going. I'm going to keep focusing. Okay. Number three, personality tests. Okay. So the reason we use personality tests before we even go onto that interview is to see if they're even a good fit. If I need a social media manager who's extroverted and who is going to like engaging and talking to people, right? I don't want an introvert inside of my social media manager, right? Even if you're like, well, I have an introvert, but she's pretty good at it. But naturally, that's not what she likes to do. So even though I'm introverted, but even though I can be good at that, or I can kind of put it on, turn it on for a little bit, I don't want to do it all day long, right? And that's how your person's going to be too. Okay, let's jump into training, because you might have somebody. How many of you have a social media manager right now? I'm curious. I want to ask you this, because when I say train, some of you think like, but she's been with me for 3 years. Yes, but you might not have properly trained her. You may have to start training her now because you've been doing a very bad job for the last 3 years, right? So training, first of all, this is important. So again, she could be here for 3 years and you may have to start this from scratch. They first need to observe you doing it correctly before you do it together, okay? There's three phases. You do it, they watch. Then you do it together. Then you watch them do it and they do it on their own. I cannot tell you how many people that I watch hire and train and then be like, she's not good, I had to fire her. I'm like, well, because you hired her day one and expected her to know everything you're supposed to do. She didn't do it the way that you wanted it to do, so you fired her. You never showed her. You never let her try to shadow you and to do it with you, right? And then you never let her, yeah. Jennifer says, that's me. So many people do this, you guys. This is absolutely not the way to go, okay? Okay, so that's your three steps right there. Even if you've got somebody who's been with you a long time, but you're not happy with them, go back to this and see if this works better, okay? The next part, make suggestions, then see if they improve. If you are giving suggestions, but you're just not getting anything from them, this is probably not the person for you. So that means you may need to let them go, or you may need, I like to do a 30-day trial, a 90-day trial when I hire somebody, so they know I'm watching them and then giving them feedback 30, 60, 90 days in to let them know if this is a good fit or not, okay? It's an easier way to really let them know, like, this is truly a trial and it's based on your work. When I hire people, I usually say something like part-time with the opportunity for full-time. And the way that you earn full-time is by excelling in your part-time work, okay? That's what I let people know. And it works really well in that wording. They understand, okay? So give them an example assignment. So when you're immediately training them or hire, even in the interview stage, give them something you want to have them actually do. So like 1 week of posts where we approve and then share tweaks, meaning you do not, this is where another red flag comes in. People will let them post to their social media day one. And then they're like, She totally had my words the wrong way. I couldn't believe she used this word. I would never say that. She was using this weird copy. I'm like, well, what did you say to her when you didn't like it? Like when you didn't approve it. And then she still posted it. And they're like, well, no, I didn't approve it. I saw it on my Instagram. And I was like, that's horrible. I'm like, okay, well, here's how we work. You do your work. I go in, or somebody on my team goes in. We look at 7 days and we're like, make this tweak, do this, change this, do that, do that. They fix it. We look at it. We're like, good to go, post. So they don't, like, my public doesn't see if I don't like something, right? But then internally, we're making the tweaks beforehand before our customers or potential customers see it. If that is not the way you're doing it, start to try it this way to see. I'm telling you, so many of you might want to fire your person right now and you just don't know how to train him or her properly. And you might have a keeper. You might have somebody who's amazing. You just are the person that's been the bottleneck in that situation, okay? All right, last one, maximize. Now, this is where I saw somebody say, I need to learn how to do KPIs. We all need to get better at KPIs. Today on our team meeting, my social media manager was like, okay, I added a KPI. She added a KPI for herself. I did not think to add it. She thought to add it because she knew that this was a number we needed to start to watch. It was our IGTV stories. No, our IGTV, okay? So we weren't tracking it because we weren't actually doing it very often. Now, last week, we did it daily. And she wanted us to see, look how many views we're getting on these, right? So now we're going to start to do them much more often, and we want to start to track that, okay? All right, so maximize. Assign KPIs, key performance indicators. Think of just how that sounds and understand that that is going to be how you decide what you get for your return on investment. Then you make them report them every Monday. So today is Monday. So this morning, my entire team has reported their KPIs. Julie shared how many reviews we got on the podcast last week. 5. Thank you so much for doing that. I appreciate it. Her goal was 3. We got 5. So Julie's very excited. Thank you so much. Which makes our team feel excited when they're like, yes, I got this many, right? I exceeded my numbers, okay? So that was one of her goals. She also tracks our weekly downloads for the podcast, our monthly downloads, right? Like we're 2 days away from our monthly. We're 700 downloads away from hitting the goal we set for Wednesday, right? Things like that. Same thing with social media. She is looking at how many comments did we get? What's our highest post liking, right? Like how many people liked our highest post? So let's say your highest post last week had 400 likes. That's the number we're tracking. We're not tracking the low ones. We're tracking the high ones, okay? These are things that they should be doing every week and then reporting them to you, okay? Next, have him or her set up systems for daily, weekly, and monthly to-dos. Now, I don't think I actually told you guys this yet, but anybody in Foot Traffic Formula, and I see a lot of new clients on here, so I'm so excited to tell you this because you don't even know, but we have a section in Foot Traffic Formula that is how to hire, train, and maximize. We give you the job posting for our social media manager. We give you the test project. We actually gave you, I believe, Amelia, her test project. It was a really good test project. We're like, any chance you want to let us share this with our customers? And she's showing like, this is what she sent in the email. This is what the project looked like. This is what we asked for. The email communication back to her. And then her systems for daily, weekly, and monthly to-dos. That's all in the program. In Foot Traffic Formula, we know that you are going to be hiring a social media manager or getting a new one in the next 12 months. Like at some point you would. It is unrealistic to think, no, I would never hire somebody in the next 12 months. Your business should be exploding in the next 12 months, so you absolutely are hiring somebody new, right? And you know you need this person specifically. Every one of us do in that specific, for our businesses, right? So in there, we have all of this for you to go in and grab. You can grab that right away today, okay? So anybody that's on, I know you're saying, I need this. This is in the program, okay? And then make someone accountable for this role. So either it's you double checking, or it's somebody else, okay? So accountability is key. If you're like, but I told her and she's not doing it. It's like, well, how often are you checking? Are you checking it at all? Yeah, so right now, Michelle, who's head of growth, checks Amelia's work, who's social media, right? Now, if you didn't have a head of growth, you are the head of growth, right? And you are checking her work, all right? It's a lot better to check it than have to do it all. Okay, so don't think like, I don't wanna go from doing it to checking it. Checking it's easy, you guys. You look at 7 posts and you're like, yep, nope, tweak, right? Versus having to come up with it from scratch. Then I did that for probably about a year plus. And then after that, we had Michelle come in and now Michelle is the one checking it, okay? So that is all in there. Oh, cool, she said it's a social media manager hiring guide is in the program. You guys have access to that. So what I wanna do really quickly is, I'm gonna take some questions. Tomorrow I'm coming back here to do a full Q&A anything you need. My team is grabbing a ton of questions from last week and this week. Anything you have, I'm going to do that tomorrow. But I want to take a few questions here live if you're here, specifically about social media management. Should you be doing it? KPIs, anything like that that has to pertain to today, I would love to talk about so we stay on track, okay? Sarah says, the person I thought I was going to use as social media manager was not the person. And you guys, that's normal. If you're like, but I've always hired the people and then they're the wrong person, that's normal. Do you think I've hired everybody and they just were the perfect fit for the right role and they just always got it right? No, absolutely not. I've had to let go of people. I've had to put them in different positions and tweak them over here and try this over there, right? Don't think like you're just going to get it right and you're never going to get it wrong. Like that's just not realistic, you guys, okay? Okay, one other thing that I saw that I wanted to go through, most important thing to track, Jennifer, I think the biggest thing for you to ask yourself is, first, let's backtrack. Even though they're tracking something to do with their department, so I just said like Julie's podcast, right? Kara might be like customer or like email inbox down to zero, right? Like people have their own things, Facebook group, growth, all of that. Even though everybody has numbers like that, the most important thing you understand is we're all trying to get sales and customers, right? So if we're trying to get sales and customers, you have to ask yourself like, but what did you do on Instagram that got a customer, right? So we have sold people in Instagram DM this week in the foot traffic formula. How? Because we prompt them in stories or we say something in our newsfeed, right? Or we do an IGTV that makes them ask us a question. So we can see where they're coming from and where the conversation is happening. If you're not even having conversations, the social media content needs to be better. The magic is happening inside of our DMs, you guys. If you are not, if you your DMs turned off, I see that. I'm always like, people have no idea what they, I don't care if you have 500,000 followers, then get people to help you do it inside of your DMs. People help me in my DMs on my team. You'll actually, how many of you have seen people be like, hi, this is Cara from Stacy's team. Hi, this is Erica from Stacy's team, right? We have people manning my DMs everywhere. If you don't see it say, hi, this is Erica, it really is me. But a lot of times they're helping me because we just get hundreds of messages every day. And it's an amazing place to be able to nurture leads, okay? Okay, so what's the most important thing to track? So the most important thing to track is, well, where are you really getting leads from or customers from, right? How can you actually ask yourself, well, on Facebook, I don't just want likes on here. What am I doing to get people to say they're interested in foot traffic or be like, yes, I want more details or any of that? So people on a poll on Instagram will be like, yes, yeah, send me more details. And my team will message them and reach out to every person who asks for it. Okay. So I know Instagram is working because people are saying, yes, send me details. And then somebody will sign up. It's working. But if you're like our Instagram numbers, you guys, this week, our Instagram likes, we're down. Now, if you're thinking, oh no, someone's about to get fired on Stacy's team, know that we had an amazing week last week and we sold a ton of people from Instagram, okay? Just because likes are something that everybody's talking about or you think you need to have, I don't really care about as likes as much as I care about what are we doing over there? What are we converting over there, okay? Yeah, Sarah just said profitability, not popularity. So I lost followers last week, but I made a lot of money, right? That's a big difference. And I know, as much as you're like, I want more followers though, yes, but you really don't want followers. You really are looking to serve people and sell, right? That is what you're actually trying to do. Okay, so that's what I would say is start to get some numbers that are easily trackable. You can't just be like, I wanna make sure we're posting more on Instagram. No, you have to actually say like, I want 5 posts a day on Instagram. I want 3 DMs asking about our product. I want you fill that in. Now, our KPIs come from our team members. So the reason I can't say to, who's this, Jennifer, I can't be like, Jennifer, you need to have them do this, this, and this, is because they should be coming up with it and you should be helping them, okay? So I kind of answered Tracy's question. Where do you start with tracking KPIs? So you first meet with the team member who's going to be doing it and you come up with the KPIs together and you make sure that those numbers are making them stretch, but also that they could come close or hit them so that they're not always like, man, I didn't, like poor Julie was trying to get 3 reviews a week and it just wasn't happening. And she was like, you guys, I'm so sorry. Like it's a downer when she feels bad that she didn't hit it. And then 2 weeks ago, I think she had like 20 or 40, something crazy, right? So yes, absolutely. Give them something that's going to stretch them, but also that they feel good about it. Okay. Yes. Okay, good. I hope that makes more sense too. So you're not the one that's like, you're going to get me 5 leads a week on Instagram. Okay. I think you're setting them up for 2 things. You're either setting them up for failure or you're making them not work as hard because they're like, oh, 5. Okay. They get them by Tuesday. And then they're like, all right, good. Right. If they pick the number, they're either not hitting their goal and you can say to them, what can I do to help support you so you can hit your number that you said, right? Or they're surpassing it because they're picking a much higher number than maybe what you would have thought, okay? You're so welcome, Tracy. I hope that helped. Okay, cool. So I think the biggest thing though is, you guys, if you're like, I don't have time to train, how many of you feel like I just don't have the time? This isn't gonna go well. I'm so busy. The kids are gonna be walking in. First of all, the kids aren't an excuse. Everybody understands that the kids are home. If Tegan and Tanner ran in the background right now, would you be like, oh my goodness, I can't believe Tegan and Tanner are here? No, you'd be like, oh, her kids are home too, right? We all get it. Don't use that as an excuse. I really, really want you to be thinking about how you can be setting this up and still getting the right numbers and still have time to train, because it's one of the most important things we do as a CEO. I have so many back-to-back meetings. I'm either coaching, coming in here to talk with you guys, or I am working with my team. This morning, I had a meeting from 9 until, I think, no, yeah, like 2 hours plus, maybe. We just kept talking, right? And my team, my enrollment team meets on Wednesday. Next week, I meet with the head of Foot Traffic Formula, the head of Powerhouse, our development team. We're constantly meeting with our team members. Don't say I don't have time to train. You are a CEO of a business, hopefully a successful business, and that is what you need to do. Okay, I would also have your social media manager match your call to actions to your goal. Match your call to actions to your goal. Yes, if they don't know what you're trying to sell or what you're trying to do, thank you, Brooke, there's going to be a big problem, right? So I have to flat out say to Amelia and Cara, who are actively helping us promote things, like, here's our goal this week. Here's what we're trying to do. Here's where we're at. Here are our numbers. Here are the days and times you can publicly talk about it. Don't talk about it early. They need to know everything, right, for this to make sense. Now, your social media manager gets to come into Foot Traffic Formula with you. So when we're saying, let us help you hire, train, and maximize, literally, they can be jumping on calls with me, with Cara, with Michelle, with Claire. Like, let us help you train them. Even if you're like, I don't have time, you're going to make the time, but it's going to be a lot easier because they're going to be able to binge watch all of our training videos and our Q&A and our laser coaching sessions, right? Versus you having to come up with all the content. That's the problem, is you hire them, you know you need it, and then all of a sudden you're like, what do I do with them this week? Imagine if you were like, listen, I'm going to log you into my coach, Stacy, her program, and you're going to watch this for 5 hours this week. And then if you finish it, you're going to jump into her Facebook group and you're going to watch some of her Facebook lives, or you're going to watch some of her pre-recorded Zoom meeting calls, and you're going to tell me your biggest takeaways, and you're going to tell me what ideas you have that you're going to implement in our business. Imagine that's your first week of training versus like, great, I hired this person. I have no idea what to do. Now, if you have that person and you've had her for 2 years and you're like, I should maybe still do that with her right now. Great. Bring her in to the program. Okay. If you're trying to get people to join your 5-day challenge, they better constantly stay in your post, join the challenge in the link in our bio. Yes. And a lot of times, you guys, you have to tell them like what's okay and how often you're able to do it. Because they're thinking, but I did it yesterday. It's like, do it every day, right? Like, just give enough content every day that you don't feel like you're always doing whatever it is, okay? If you've ever looked at me and you're like, she sells too much, she promotes too much, she whatever too much, right? Fill in the blank. The amount of content that I provide, that I bring to the table, that I show up regularly, the more often I get to sell. So if you show up 3 times in 2 months on Facebook or Instagram or go live, right? You don't get to sell as often as me, who goes live 5 times a week. There's no way, because your people aren't ready for it. They're like, I just got here and she's already pitching me. But when I show up all the time and give, people are like, where do I buy? What is the link? Where do I sign up? Right? Okay. Have you shifted your social media posts for your dance studio? Yes. And we're doing a lot of stuff like talking about, like, if your kids are home and they're bored, you know, try this or read. We did a story time with our teachers. So our teachers are at home recording some lives doing some story time. Like my children watch one of our dance teachers read a story and go to bed, right? Things like that make sense. We've never done the story times before. We've never been thought to do something like that. That might be something that we stick with because it's like how cool that your dance teacher could put you to bed at night, right? We would never have thought of that, but we've been doing it now. So yes, we are absolutely shifting to talk about the other stuff that is going on because the things we were going to be promoting, we were doing a frozen fun session in April. We were doing a summer, we had summer dance classes we were starting to promote on April 1st. We're like, let's hold off. I'm not really sure who's signing up for summer right now, right? No one's signing up for the April session since our governor has said you have to stay home, right? So it's like we've had to completely shift what we're doing, all right? All right, keep the questions coming, guys. I'll stick around for a few more minutes to answer anything you have. If you have just joined and you're like, what is Foot Traffic Formula? Where do I find more details? Go to foottrafficprogram.com. Kara and Erica are here also to answer any of your questions. You can just DM them. We've got a couple amazing bonuses that I want to make sure you're aware of. So starting tomorrow, you guys, no, tomorrow's Tuesday. Well, actually tomorrow, I didn't tell you this. If you're new to the program, clients, go in the events tab in our Facebook group for Foot Traffic Formula, the paid program. Tomorrow, I am doing our quarterly growth goal setting workshop. That just happens, it's every 90 days for the entire year. And it's me helping you set new goals for the next 90 days. That was pre-planned on the calendar. You happen to be joining at a time where it happens to be tomorrow, even though it's only once every 90 days. That is gonna be me joining you tomorrow. We've got a workbook that is attached with it as well. Kara, can you make sure that the workbook is somewhere visible for them to grab it for tomorrow's training in our Facebook group for our paid members? That would be amazing. And then, so that's going on tomorrow. Then we still have a regular coaching Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week in the program. I go live every single Wednesday and I do laser coaching sessions via Zoom. So if you're like, I don't even know what I would ask you or I don't know what to do, you come on, you tell me what your business is and I throw a million ideas at you because that's how my brain works. If you would have seen my team this morning when I was like, okay, here are all the ideas I came up with this weekend. Let's decide to do like half of them. That's just how my brain works. I'm constantly coming up with new ideas, new strategies, okay? You get an accountability coaching call with my accountability coach that's in the program, Kara, who's in here right now. Every single month, you get a 25-minute private phone call with her. If there's a thing where you guys are stuck together, she's not able to, or she's like, ooh, this is like a really good Stacey question, she's gonna make sure that on Wednesday, we ask your question and I'm able to figure out and help strategize with you. Yes, Danielle, I'm excited to have you there. Nicolette, you too. We got a lot of clients on here today. So that's coming up this week. We are kicking off immediately. If you already purchased, you guys, go inside of your Kajabi membership area. You have a new course called Recession Proofing Proactive Plan. Hard to say. In there, there's already a video from last week of little things that I am doing behind the scenes that I did not publicly share with anybody. Go watch that video. I've got some swipe files of emails that I've been having to send out to customers and clients and just what's going on and people like asking for refunds and what do you say and all of that. That's all in there for you guys, okay? I have some team meetings of videos that I virtually recorded for myself, for my team. You're gonna get to see me talking to my team. Now, these were, we recorded them and then decided to do it. So trust me when I say I do not look like this. I thought I was talking to my team that has known me for 20 years. So I am very casual and I'm like, here's the deal. Here's what's happening. You're going to see that video. And anything new that we do, any new team member, team meetings, all of that stuff, I'm going to throw in there for you. But every week, I'm going to be throwing in a recession-proofing proactive plan for you of what we're doing now, where we see the next 3 months, 6 months heading. Okay. So much content. And don't worry about falling behind. There's no way you could ever keep up with the amount of content we're throwing at you. Just grab what you need right now. Every week throughout April, I'm going to be giving you more recession-proofing content inside the program, okay? You can join. We've never done this before, but you can actually, it's a 12-month program. But this time, we're allowing you guys to jump in for just 30 days to test it out and try it. It's a paid trial, so you're still paying $497 a month, but I want to prove to you that this program is worth so much more than $497 that you will make that money back if you just take what we tell you to do and implement it. You will see like this will be your life preserver over the next 12 months as we head into this recession. As things get worse, unfortunately, before they get better, you have us and you have me and my entire team to help you move forward. In the private Facebook group, you guys, my team answers every single question that comes through. There are currently 63 Foot Traffic Formula members. This is not a program where there's thousands of people in the program. It's small enough where we're able to still answer every single question you have within 24 hours, okay? Tell me what program you're in for this price point that answers every single question you have, okay? We also test your funnel out. So when you say, here's my funnel, here's what I did, my team goes in and makes sure everything is working, everything is good to go, and we help troubleshoot. We do Tech Tuesdays, Wednesdays, me laser coaching, Thursdays is Michelle with Facebook ads. Kara is in there. She's doing a lot of brick and mortar trainings and things like that. And because of all of the craziness that's going on, I'm going to be doing a bonus call in April exclusively to online businesses, how to grow an online business. Another bonus call of what to do with your brick and mortar and strategies for your brick and mortar, just because I know we're getting such a dynamic group in here and I want to go really, really deep. And this way you can jump on those calls. Everything is recorded. Everything is in your members area. You can even go in and binge all of the past videos of what you're seeing. Okay. Lots of good stuff. Like I said, you'll never be able to be like, oh, I'm done. Now what? There's so much in there. Okay. And monthly content every month, you know, something new is coming up, like we just did with the April recession proofing. You're welcome, Jennifer. Okay. So even though we have the trial, I'm like, just wait, I'm going to rope you in and you're going to be like, I'm never, ever leaving Stacy. Okay. We are over delivering, pouring so much content, and not just that, but we're committed to your results. I said to my team this morning, if we want to keep growing at the pace we're growing and keep this community as amazing as it is, we have to like lean in harder than ever before to get them results. If you can come up with any ideas or ways that we can get people more results, that is the way our business thrives, even in a recession, okay? If you are not committed to getting your customers results, you will have people dropping, declining, not recovering, right? And being like, sorry, my money's run out. You want to be the company, and this was us last recession, people saying things like, I will stop paying like for gas and not driving my car before I jump into your program. Or I will stop paying for, like, parents were cutting things out of their day-to-day before they were ever taking things away from their kids, right? Same thing in foot traffic. People are going to be like, I would rather stop paying for cable than I would to not be in a program that's giving me feeding content and all of this kind of stuff, okay? We are a marketing program, but we are more than that. We are an accountability program tied into your marketing, and that is what's getting people results in this program. Go to foottrafficprogram.com, you guys. That's where all the details can be found. Or at least Kara and Erica are here. You can DM them as well. Anything else before we go? I'm going to wrap up for the day. Tomorrow, expect me on for about an hour. I have tons of questions that have come in from you throughout the week. If you have a question you want us to answer, do me a favor, put a Q in a comment right now. Just say Q, ask me your question. My team will come back later, grab any of the Qs and add them to tomorrow's topics. And then we'll go from there. Okay. The program, you guys, all those amazing bonuses, including your perfect product we're throwing in there. It's one of our $500 courses. You're getting access to all of that. All of that stuff, you guys, all those bonuses are good until tomorrow at midnight Central Time, okay? If you want to get in and get ready to do this with us in April, go check it out now, okay? Now isn't the time to give up. Now is absolutely, Nicolette, you're so right. Now is the time to lean in. Now is the time to really focus and double down, not consume, not just consume, but actually implement. You need to consume about 20% of the time and take action 80% of the time. Massive action is what is going to get you through this. Being paralyzed by fear, freaking out of what's to come, being nervous, being scared, slows you down. You don't have time to slow down, okay? Thank you, Tracy. The workshop has been awesome. I appreciate that so much. All right, guys, have a great rest of your day. I will see you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow here live at 11:30 Central. Foot Traffic Formula clients, make sure to check the Facebook group events tab for my quarterly growth workshop that is live tomorrow. So if you have questions about your goals and you want me to actually look at them or be like, what do you think about this? I will do that live tomorrow, okay? All right, guys, thank you so much, Phyllis. Bye, everybody. I'll see you later.
And that's a wrap. If you are loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, then I know you would love Foot Traffic Formula. It's my group coaching and accountability program where we turn your marketing goals into results. Head over to foottrafficprogram.com and get your marketing working for you today.